everyone, and welcome to another episode of Kickstart. My name is Anushka, and joining me, I have Ronan.
Welcome to Kickstart.
So today, we'll be diving into the topic of Jesus is alive and he's coming back soon. And this is an exciting one because the rapture of the church is the next big thing to happen. Many generations spoke about it, but we are actually living in those last few days.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to fly out of here one of these days. The Lord Jesus, when he left this world, he actually levitated and up in front of hundreds of people up into heaven. We read that in Acts chapter 1 to 11. And then in verse 11, the angel said to the people watching who saw Jesus levitate up into heaven, they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." So Jesus,
hallelujah,
he didn't die. He's still alive. He's now in heaven and he's coming back again.
And we have to ensure that we prepare for his coming, that we are ready when he comes. Think about it. If your parents tell you, okay, next week we're going on holiday. So in that week, you have to pack your bags. You have to make sure you have everything for this holiday. So when that day comes, you're just ready to go. The same thing with the rapture. It is something that you prepare for. And the Lord Jesus said that he's coming for a church without spot and without wrinkle. That spot and wrinkle is not sin. It's carnality. It's fleshly things. So it's the love you have for this world, holding on to the things of this world. And I can just imagine, before I knew of the rapture, you lived your life not expecting anything else. So you lived your life for the world. You had the love for the world. But that's how it is for many young people. They don't truly believe that the Lord Jesus is coming back. That's why they continue in the old ways. That's why they continue in the ways that they are currently walking in.
That's the key right there, is to love the Lord, because the Word of God is so practical. You just have to see, what does the Lord say we must do? And you do what he says because you love him. And the only way we love anyone, even our friends or our parents or anyone, it's by spending time with them. So we just go to church, we read our Bible, we pray, we develop our relationship with God once we become a child of God, once we become born again. And that's how we can love him. That's how we can live for him. That's what it means to live for the Lord, is to do what the Word says. So if the Bible says, do not forsake going to church, you go to church. If the Bible says, love everyone, you just love everyone. So it's very simple. It's not a complicated thing. I want to read a scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. The Bible says, the Lord himself will descend from heaven. So just like those angels said to the men of Galilee, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And then the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive and remain. So that means there will be people who are alive and remaining on earth when this day happens, when the rapture takes place. So then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. So that is the rapture, and that is what's going to happen one of these days that we are living in now.
So this is not the same as the second coming, because with the second coming, the Lord Jesus is coming to earth and we are coming with him. But with the rapture, we are meeting him in the air. And just another thing that I want to tell you guys, that the last sign for us to see that being fulfilled in the earth before the rapture is the completing of the preaching of the gospel. And the Bible says in Matthew 24 verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a witness, as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And that's currently what we are doing. We are taking the gospel to every nation. As the body of Christ, we are having crusades like never before, with thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of people gather in the same spot to hear the gospel and to receive salvation.
We are spreading the gospel unlike ever before. Truly, with the power of technology, with the way the world is today, the gospel has never been spreading so rapidly as it is today. It is truly supernatural what is going on in the world and what the church is doing. We are making so much impact. And this is just God's love, because he's the one coordinating all of this. The reason why I say this is God's love, it's because what's going to come upon this world before the second coming and after the rapture, because like you said, they're two separate events. The rapture is the final sign before the second coming. Once we're taken out of this world, there's going to come judgment upon this world for everyone who rejected the gospel, who decided they want to pay for their own sins. They don't want to accept the sacrifice that Jesus gave his life for their sins. They don't want to accept his sacrifice, his life, for the payment for their sins. They reject that message. And because of that, they're going to be judged by God, because we can't pay for our sins. Jesus came for a purpose. If we could be right with God without Jesus, then he would have never came. But he's the only way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that judgment that's going to come is, the Bible actually says in Mark chapter 13, verse 19, there will be worse trouble at that time than there has ever been from the very beginning when God created the universe until now. And there will be nothing like it again. So that just shows you how severely terrible. Like, just think of the worst things that have ever happened in this world. It'll be worse than all of those things combined. So no one actually, if they understand what the Bible says, wants to be here after the rapture. And worse than the wrath of God on you, well, equally worse, is Satan himself is going to be, there's going to be one world economy, one world government, one world religion, the Bible says, with Satan as the head of it all. And he's not going to play with you. He's going to want to kill you and destroy you, because that's what the Bible says. Jesus came to give us life in abundance, but he came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Wow. Ronan, what you just said shows me the love of God, shows me the love God has for everyone in the world. But he gave us the option. He gave us to choose whether we want this life or whether we want to go in our own way. So make sure, as a young person, make sure that you live for the Lord, that you do everything that he has called you for, and that when the trumpet sounds, you will be ready to go. But before that, you have to take a step to become a child of God. Like the Bible says, that no one can go to heaven unless you are born again. So all you have to do is say a prayer of salvation, and you can repeat that after me. Say, Oh Lord God.
Oh Lord God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is alive.
That Jesus Christ is alive.
And I now make him the Lord of my life.
Him the Lord of my life.
I am born again. I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God.
And I have the everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. For saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Congratulations, everyone. If you said that prayer, you're now a child of God. You're now one of God's children. You're his offspring. The Bible says we're new creatures now. So that old life you got from your parents when you came into this world, that human life, it has been now replaced with a new life, and that is everlasting life, the life of God. So now your life has really just begun, and you can learn about this life by reading your Bible, by going to church. And that's what we're doing now, is we're growing in our knowledge of what we've received, and we're living for the Lord, doing whatever he tells us to do until this day comes where we are going to fly out of here.
And we will have the same testimony as Paul, where he said, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith. And you can be sure that when that trumpet sounds, we will go. So live for the Lord, do everything that he has called you for, and soon we will be with him in heaven and live with him for eternity after that. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been Kickstart. Bye.
Bye.